start to doubt yourselves a little?
Never will we doubt ourselves. We just have everybody in every position just trying to help keep everybody encouraged. And, you know, it's a 60-minute game, so at some point we're going to get it rolling.
And then it all changed in the second half. Suddenly guys were making the plays, and all of a sudden that offense looked like it was getting in gear.
I think we have a lot of playmakers on this team. You know, speaking offensively, we know we have a great group of guys in every position. And, you know, it's important that we come out and start fast. That's something that we've been working on each and every week. And, you know, hopefully against Oakland we can come out and start fast and continue to do the things that we did against Cleveland.
You know, other teams in the NFL might be looking around saying the Broncos are 2-0. We didn't think they'd be 2-0. What about you guys?
We're not worried about what people think. You know, we're 2-0. We still got 14 more games to go. You know, can't get up too much. Have to put the work in each and every week and come out and play on Sunday.
And what's Kyle shows you guys? Playing with a glove, playing hurt, and hanging in there for two full games.
You know, Kyle's going to be a good quarterback, man. You know, we're all in a new system. You know, it's not an excuse, but, you know, we're all trying to be on the same page. And I think in the next game or two, I think we'll all be on the same page and we'll be able to come out and even do some better things.
Next week you get the Raider experience.
From what I hear, they don't like the Raiders around here, so it's gonna be a good one. You know, Raiders have some great players on their team, so it's going to be a challenge, and we're looking forward for the challenge.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Buck, how did it feel to finally break out?
It felt good. Anytime a back can break out like that, first of all, you got to thank your linemen, because without them, it ain't possible. But it kind of gets you into a groove, and it kind of makes you feel good, and it carries over to the next week.
Did you feel like you were almost there during the whole game? And then you finally got it in the fourth, you
warmed
down.
Yeah, I came on the sideline, and I told Nosun and Lamont, you know, inside zone. I said, one of us going to break the inside zone. And I was the lucky one to do it, but it was fun.
When you broke that run off, what were you thinking then?
Well, we practiced that in practice, the one-on-one. It's called a one-on-one tackling drill. And when you got a guy in open space, it's imperative that you make him miss. You know, that's what I did. I let my God-given athletic ability take over.
How frustrating is it that the first three quarters there's just field goals and it took you guys a while to get that going?
Very frustrating. Coach McDaniel is always harping to us. We need points in the red zone, and we have to get into a rhythm. You know, the last two games, you know, Cincinnati, this game, we've kind of been in and out of rhythm. So it's something that we're working on each and every week to come out and start fast and carry that over for 60 minutes.
And how about the defense, too, and Elvis having those sacks? How much does that help you guys?
It helps a lot. My defense is playing lights-out football. And, you know, it's something that I hope they do each and every week. But like I said, in order to play complementary football, it's a must that offensively we come out and sustain drives.
How close do you think you guys are as an offense to really kind of clicking and putting together that full game?
I think we're close. We're practicing hard each and every week to make sure that we come out and sustain drives. You know, the last two games, we've kind of been in and out. But eventually, we're going to get it going, and I think it's going to be a great force in this league, offensively.
Thanks,
Scott. Yep.